Good morning. The time is 11:30. I'm Grady.
And I'm Sydney, reporting live in the KBPS News Center on SummerSound 2025.
Breaking news, Ozzy Osbourne has died, and we will have more information on it soon.
Rest in peace, Ozzy.
But wildfires continue to spark in Oregon, with one on the verge of being classified as a megafire. From Oregon Live, the Berdouin, Butte Creek, and Greenleaf Heights fires ignited over the weekend, with more continuing to burn. The most severe, the Cram Fire, which has been declared as the largest wildfire in the country. Oregon Live says if 100,000 acres or more are burned, the Cram Fire could be classified as a megafire. The good news is that 73% of the fire has been contained, with promises of cooler temperatures improving control of the blaze. Last week, Oregon Governor Tina Kotek declared a state of emergency and precaution for worsening fires.
Starting today, the Hollywood Library will be closed for renovations. It's expected to reopen this winter at the soonest, and the winter of 2026 at the latest. This is a part of a series of 11 refresh renovations of the Multnomah libraries. But make sure to go check out the recently finished Albina Library. It reopened on Saturday, is now the second largest library in the country. Wow. So why not start off by checking off those books you've been recommended?
After 25 years, the iconic Golden Pioneer statue in Salem is finally getting a new coat of gold leaf. From Oregon Live, after 2.5 decades of scorching sun, icy storms, heavy rain, and birds scratching and pooping on the statue, crews have finally started applying the new 23-karat gold leaf to worn areas. These spots are, not so coincidentally, popular roosting spots for the birds. And the project will cost the state $234,375, including the price of logistics, planning, erection, scaffolding, and $9,110 of the dollars will be for the gold leaf.
Oh, sounds fancy. But the largest skateboard mural in the nation is right here in Portland, and its grand opening ceremonies tonight from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. The celebration will have free skating, art, food, and music. The location, a once-neglected Central East Side intersection that has been transformed into an outdoor community center dubbed as the Portland Dream Plaza. Must be from my dreams. The mural was created by artist Matt French and a team of volunteers who painted the 126-foot skateboard with donated paint and materials. Again, the event is from 5:30 to 8:30 at Southeast 9th Avenue and Taylor Street. Once again, Ozzy Osbourne has just passed away, and we'd like to send our condolences. Rest in peace, Ozzy Osbourne, but we'll have more information coming right up.
This has been Summer Sound News on KBPS. I'm Grady.
And I'm Sydney.
Oregon Employment Department.
Thank you for listening.
Your career, your choice. Being able to speak another language can be a very valuable career skill. Many jobs pay higher wages to employees who are bilingual. And as our economy becomes more and more global, the demand for employees with some bilingual skills will grow. Currently, 1 out of every 7 households in the country speak a language other than English. Companies need to provide services to these potential customers, and they need employees who can interact with them. So if you want to improve your worth to an employer, learn another language. Your career, your choice. A message from WorkSource Oregon Employment Department.
TriMet, public transportation that everyone uses. It helps many people get to where they need to be, but there are risks involved. According to TriMet.org, there is a violent crime on TriMet almost every day. As a Benson student, my friends and I take TriMet often. Here are some of our tips on how to stay safe on TriMet.
Be aware of what's around you. If someone doesn't look okay, try to move away discreetly. Go towards the front of the bus or train. You can also use the emergency intercom to talk to the MAX driver. Travel in a group. Being with someone else makes travel much safer. Friends can help keep each other safe. Stay alert and don't get distracted. Dozing off on your phone can cause you to miss your stop. But more dangerously, it can open the door to a disaster. Always be aware of your surroundings. Bad situations don't usually start with a bang. They creep up on you. It's important to see the smoke before the fire. Self-defense. Being able to fend off an attacker is key. Mace is a common defense tool that is both small and easy to conceal.
Thanks for doing your part to stay aware and help keep TriMet safe. Stay safe out there and take your love to the max.
Portland weather.
The forecast for today is sunny with a high of 85 degrees. Tonight, it'll be clear with an overnight low of 60. Tomorrow, we have sun and a high of 90 degrees, and currently it is clear and 66 degrees in the Rose City, and we have breaking news. The king of hard rock and roll has died. Reports from K2 say after suffering from Parkinson's, Ozzy Osbourne has been found dead at age 78, surrounded by loved ones. Just earlier this month, Ozzy performed his last show, solo and with bandmates of Black Sabbath. Ozzy will be forever remembered and never forgotten, as he is the Prince of Rock. And up next, we have Ozzy Osbourne, Crazy Train.